Hey there, this is Brad Geiger welcoming you to another episode of Hey Comics Kids, a podcast that I record along with my 13-year-old son Alex and my 10-year-old Max during our drive to school. Hey, if you like this show, please consider becoming a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/HeyComicsKids. You can support us for as little as $1 per episode, and you can set a cap on your account so you never get charged for more than what you're comfortable with. All the money goes directly to the kids, and they can spend it however they want to. So sit back, relax, and let's get this show on the road. And we're back. It's another episode of Hey Comics Kids. We are officially in our third season.
Yes,
which
fair.
Is kind of exciting, right?
You know, I never thought it would go like this far. Like, I can still remember like the first couple podcasts we made. I remember when like there was a podcast talk that we talked about Nightwing. Mm-hmm. I remember all these different podcasts, and it's so just surprising to say that we're at our third season.
It's amazing that we're in our third season and still driving to school. And who'd have thunk 3 years ago that we'd be talking about a new Star Wars movie?
First, spoiler warning, even though the movie's been out for about a month or so, well, I'd say about 3 weeks, but...
Yeah, going on a month. By the time we get this uploaded, probably it'll be a month.
And if then that's true, then it'll be past my birthday, which is January 15th.
That's right.
So, I want to say, big spoiler warning, if you haven't seen the movie,
turn this off. You do not want any spoilers.
It's a really shocking film that really the trailers don't, they only really show you the characters. They don't give you a clue on what happens. When I first saw this, I was expecting some characters to be evil, but I'm saying some characters since I don't want to spoil that.
Okay, well, we've...
So, spoiler alert.
We've issued a spoiler alert. Now that we've given everybody a chance to turn their podcast off, we can speak about it freely. Who did you think was going to be evil, Max?
Well, I thought that Luke Skywalker would be evil. One, because we hadn't seen him in the trailer.
Yeah.
You know? And so, originally it was like this. There was an original storyline where they would rescue Han in the beginning of the movie, but Han would die later on in Imperial Raid. And it would end, but the movie would end with Princess Leia grappling with her duties as queen, and Luke more on a dark side-ish path.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a comic book where Luke, actually quite a lot of them, I think, where Luke becomes a member of the Sith, where he turns to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that happened in a lot of them, where Luke becomes influenced by the dark side.
And a lot of those comics are considered canon.
No, they are canon.
So, if, for example...
actually, they're not canon anymore since we've gotten, say, The Force Awakens. They're kind of like GT for Dragon Ball Z, except not as horrible.
Like parallel dimension.
I do know this.
It's like both... Sorry for interrupting, but it's like both of the movies, like Return of the Jedi, they both ended the same... In way, except they took two different tones. One of them was The Force Awakens, and the second one is where there's a whole bunch of there's a whole bunch of others with different storylines. Mm-hmm. After that happened,
I can tell you this: there are some comics being planned for 2016 under the Star Wars title that will be canon. And they will fill in some missing parts from the storyline. For example, there will be a one-shot comic starring C-3PO that will explain how he got the red arm.
Nice.
I thought...
And evidently, there's quite a story behind it.
I thought that he got the arm because the original... They wanted to use the original C-3PO model. But the arm was broken, and they couldn't get a new arm in time.
I wonder if it was a different, like... I wonder if, like, the arm might have gotten, like, a little rusted or something.
Well, in realistic terms, what happened was the director and the writers wanted to show the passage of time, okay? They wanted to show the time, and with C-3PO, you can't show, you know, like you look at Han Solo, you see the passage of time, right? His face is a little bit more wrinkly, his hair is gray, and so forth.
Yeah.
But you look at C-3PO, it's the same C-3PO, you can't show the passage of time. So what they wanted to do was kind of show some kind of difference. And it makes a lot of sense. C-3PO goes back to the very, very early days of, you know, the Star Wars story. And it makes sense that at this point in the future, whoever manufactured that series of droids probably isn't manufacturing them anymore. They're probably... outmoded, outdated.
Well, remember, Anakin Skywalker made C-3PO.
Right. And so it stands to reason that they can't find new parts for C-3PO when he gets damaged. They have to go salvage them from someplace else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So Star Wars opens with an introduction to which character?
Finn and Paul.
Kylo Ren.
Finn, Paul,
is
and
it Kylo Ren or Kylo Ren?
Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren, okay. I'm mispronouncing that.
You know, don't get me wrong, Kylo Ren was a good villain, but he wasn't like... But I do agree with Rey. He isn't as good as Darth Vader. That's a reference where Rey says, you know that you'll never be as strong as Darth Vader.
Right.
Yeah.
Kylo Ren, do we think he's an epic villain or a mistake? Go ahead, Alex.
I think he was a great villain. I mean, everyone is saying how horrible a villain he is, and they're just saying that because he got beaten up by Rey, who never used a lightsaber, or, like, threw tantrums. But that shows that he's human. He's, like, an actual character with emotions, something we usually don't see in the Sith. And that's why it's so weird to people. That's why people think it's so different. Or that's why they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
But they leave out a lot of really important things. How Kylo Ren took the Force to the next level. How he's the first one who proved that he could use the Force to catch a laser beam in midair.
One's talking about that laser beam, right?
Dude, I thought that was awesome.
Holy moly.
I know.
And it remains suspended in time and space.
Even after he's put his hand down.
Long after he stopped concentrating on it.
That brings the Force to humongous levels to just show that he can, his mastery of the Force.
And he's not even fully trained. Remember, well, the new Emperor, who I can never remember his name, Emperor Snoke, said, bring him to my lair or something, or whatever. My chamber. He's ready for his final training.
Right.
Yeah.
So we get an indication that he's not even fully trained yet.
Second of all, we're forgetting how much he gave to the ability of Jedi mind tricks. How it didn't depend on whether the people were just stupid or had weak minds. He could literally force the information out of them.
Right.
Darth Vader, one of the strongest characters, could not even do that. He needed to use a probe.
Kylo Ren, Max, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Well, you know, now that I think about it, definitely thumbs up. Like, I really like the outfit he wears. Like, Darth Vader's outfit was good, but, like, the outfit for Kylo and, like, his helmet was just incredible. Like,
it was awe-inspiring. And I actually am not done with what Kylo Ren brought to the Force.
Go ahead.
Lastly, this got brought up a few times, kind of here and there. I don't know if anyone recognized it, but Kylo Ren could still use the Force to trap something, as he did Rey at the Imperial raid in the junk at the bar in the other planet. When Rey was running away from Kylo Ren, Kylo Ren used the Force to just hold her there, mm-hmm. put his hand down, and concentrated on something else completely. So that shows he has the power to completely concentrate on something else, but still keep the link to the Force active. No other Sith ever has done this. Or if they have, it's escaping my thoughts right now.
And he definitely has a much greater control over the Force than any other person. You could put him up against Yoda. Yoda certainly couldn't do that.
Yoda had a very powerful reach of the Force, but he could not sustain a link. I mean, that's humongous for someone to do that. I mean, like I said before, no other Sith, as far as I know, in the cinematic Star Wars universe, which basically are the original, not including, like, comic offsprings, like all the other Darths in the past, have been proven to do this. I mean, he's the first.
Right.
Or maybe the only. And it is really amazing, and no one takes the time to look at this and see how actually important this character is.
He's an important character. Scott Kurtz and I were talking about this, and he made a great point. He said, Kylo Ren was J.J. Abrams saying to George Lucas, now this is how you do Anakin Skywalker.
I agree.
I mean, this is Anakin Skywalker if he did not have the necessity to become Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this would have what Darth Vader would have been without the armor or any of the necessary robot equipment stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, we're first introduced to Finn, and he is our first indication that the Stormtroopers are no longer clones of Jango Fett.
They're taken away from random families, or they're just, like, found.
Mm-hmm. And brainwashed.
They just spend some time going through a brainwash, so they think they've been, like, clone troopers
mm-hmm.
for their whole life. They're given a number grade name.
And Finn has a conscience.
Yes.
He has a crisis of conscience. He can't shoot the innocent people, and he tries to run away. What do we think of Finn as a character?
Finn's an awesome character. Yeah. I mean, I loved him in the movie.
He was really an terrific character. Like, I think that they didn't... Do you guys think that Finn is dead?
No, Finn's not dead.
You know what? We watched it twice because we had to go again because Alex didn't get a chance to go with us the first time because he was out gallivanting in Chile. And I listened really closely.
They said he had a heartbeat.
Yes, you can hear a very faint heartbeat and a very slow heartbeat, but a very faint heartbeat. The entire time that Rey is delivering her lines, we'll meet again, I believe that, blah, 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 which is written to sound very much like something that you'd say to a dead person. You can hear a heartbeat. So,
and if the half-deaf guy can hear a heartbeat, that must mean Finn.
Yeah, even I can hear the heartbeat.
No, if the literally half-deaf, kind of senile guy.
I get you. Well, listen, nobody said anything about senile.
Well, that's yet to be proven.
Well, prove it today because it'll be harder to prove than if you do it tomorrow. A lot of people upset that Finn was an African-American actor.
Well, that's because people are racist jerks. I thought Finn was awesome because they had a black main character.
Yeah. Like, go ahead, Max.
Like, you know, you always see, like, you always see, the white boy and the white girl. And it felt really good to have a black African-American an actor, like, still, like, I'm fine with having a white person as an actor for the movie. I really hate using the words the black and white.
I know that makes you very uncomfortable, doesn't it?
But sometimes I have to accept that you just have to say it. Because not every...
I really don't think that black is an offensive term.
No, yeah. it's not. Is it?
No.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
Unless somebody says, I'd rather not be called that, what, in that case, you certainly...
you don't. But, like, because, like, everyone says, like, if you don't want to say black, just say African-American.
Notify us
but not every,
the podcast if
but
we
not,
should.
But I just want to say, not every black person isn't an African-American.
That's absolutely right. Just because you've got dark skin, does that not mean that you're African-American?
And not only was he a black main character, he was one of the only black stormtroopers.
Well, as far as we know, none of the other ones took their helmets off.
Yes, but all the other evidence we've had of stormtroopers were those clones.
Right.
And all of those clones, and I mean hundreds of them, were all white.
Well, that's from an earlier point in the Star Wars timeline.
Exactly.
None of the other stormtroopers from Force Awakens took their helmets off.
We
have an indication that the new breed of stormtrooper is an incredibly diverse group because that stormtrooper commander that had the like the silver
plasma or something.
Yeah, what was diverse about her?
I just
gave it away. I came so close. It was a woman, right?
Yeah. You know, that's really, like, I really like that they're really trying, like, hey, it wouldn't, like, if you can go, like, too far with, like, maybe, like, you want a movie that doesn't have any racial stereotypes. Well, then, if you go too far on that, then you have a racial stereotype of not including someone that's white. Well, not a stereotype, but now you're not including the other race in the movie. Because, like, in other words, you always kind of need...
I don't know that that's necessarily a bad thing. I think the key to a good movie is to try to get a good balance. And I think that's a good thing. Now, what was the neat thing about the way the movie started? It introduced us to a very Han Solo-type character. And we all thought, okay, here's going to be the main character. And basically, he gets killed, or at least we think he's killed,
mm-hmm.
within the first 15 minutes. Were you surprised by that?
Yeah.
I liked Poe. Well, first 15 minutes, he was, like, awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, he was a neat guy. But that was kind of the director saying, I knew you expected this guy to be the central character, but he's actually going to be a secondary character, and our central characters is going to be
Finn and Rey.
How do we feel about Rey?
Rey, speaking of diversity, was a female main character, which is also really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
She took a lot of flack for being not only a female, but people were saying, look at her body's too small to do the stuff that she could do. To which I say, yeah, you ever hear of Yoda? But they've got a video of her on the web deadlifting some pretty impressive weights. As a person, this actress is actually a very physically fit individual. But there again, a lot of older Star Wars fans were upset that the central character was going to be a woman.
How? Okay, I know it's not you expecting an aged Luke to be, like, the main character. And I was a little disappointed to see that Luke was only at, like, the last 5 minutes of the movie. But now that I think about it, like, I was thinking that, like, in the, like, Luke would come out of hiding, like, sensing that there was, danger, like, at the last moment, when, like, Kylo Ren and, like, knocks the lightsaber out of Rey's hands and she can't get it quick enough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now, I was thinking that, okay, now Luke's just gonna come out, like, you're just gonna see, like, a green light. You're gonna see an aged Luke come out, do some Force tricks. That's what I was expecting.
And as a matter of fact, Mark Hamill didn't even have any lines in this movie, and yet, when they played the closing credits, he was the second actor whose name was flashed up on the screen after Harrison Ford.
Did you see how different Mark Hamill looked, though?
I know.
I mean, I didn't even recognize him first. I'm like, who's that guy? Oh, wait. That's Mark Hamill.
Well, that's what happens when decades pass.
When 50 years goes by.
Yeah. He definitely, and I think they roughed him up, you know, to also show his age. But yeah, there's a guy that has seen some years too. How did we feel about, there's a lot of theories going around about Rey and her parentage. What are we thinking about that?
We all think that it's that Rey is Obi-Wan Kenobi's granddaughter.
Why?
Well, there's not a lot of evidence for her being Obi-Wan Kenobi's granddaughter, but at the same time, there's not a lot of evidence for her being Luke's granddaughter.
Right. Or Luke's daughter.
Or Luke's daughter, or like, because Obi-Wan is pretty much like at least a father figure, to Luke. If you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of like the guy who gave him his lightsaber, I guess at his age it wouldn't be like a dad giving a bike, it'd more be like a dad giving a car.
Right.
Next thing you know, they'll be handing out lightsaber license.
I'm also told that there's a lot of similarities, in a movie, obviously there's music that plays in the background, and especially a movie like this, there's a soundtrack. And a lot of times, the soundtrack will play different themes or different types of music when the scene is about a certain character, right?
Yeah.
So, I am told, and I haven't listened to it myself, I'm told that there's a lot of similarities between the theme that plays for Rey and the theme that plays for Obi-Wan. Episode 4.
Something I just want to talk about for a second is everyone's saying it's Obi-Wan's granddaughter. That means Obi-Wan had a son or daughter, which only leaves more to prove.
Yeah. Well, listen, he had all that time that he was supposedly a hermit on Tatooine. He might have not been so much of a hermit as we were led to believe. He might have had a whole life that didn't involve him living alone in a cave. He might have had somebody in that cave with him.
And think of it like this. Yes, he had a lot of time when he wasn't a hermit, when he was working with the Jedi before Anakin fell out and the Jedi were in pieces.
So Rey turns into a pretty strong character. Have you guys heard the news that the Star Wars Force Awakens Monopoly edition has come out? And it has 4 figures that you can play on the board as your characters.
And it didn't include Rey.
And Rey is not included. Guess who's included instead of
Darth
Rey?
Darth Vader.
How?
Not even really in the movie.
That's so sexist.
Yeah, like, they have a stupid excuse of, well, we didn't know if she was going to be popular enough.
Even though she's the one who beat Kylo Ren. Or Kylo Ren.
It's Kylo Ren.
Kylo Ren nailed it.
You'd think after movies like Frozen and a whole bunch of others,
that Monopoly would have
kind of understand that, you know, female characters can carry a franchise. But no. Evidently, the people at Hasbro, and maybe that's your tip off right there, Hasbro. Maybe if it was Has-Sis, this would have been a different deal. But Hasbro did not include Rey.
Oh, that's so mean.
And, you know,
I'm annoyed by that.
Rey was really a really great character. Like, she not only set new boundaries for the Star Wars universe by literally being a non-male, male character, but also by running away from the lightsaber, like when Luke got the lightsaber, he took the lightsaber and never Well, he ran away from it.
When Luke took the lightsaber for the first time, what's the first thing he does with the lightsaber? Do you guys remember from episode 4?
It falls out. It chops out of his hand.
He points it right at his face. Like he's trying to look inside of the lightsaber.
Oh, yeah.
First thing he does when he gets the lightsaber, it's turned off. He grabs it and points it right at his face. He did not take to the lightsaber very naturally. He had to be taught as well. How do we feel about the now this week? We'll put another spoiler alert here. We're
going
to get to the big spoiler. Go ahead, Alex.
Where is Luke's green lightsaber?
That's a good question.
Like, seriously, why didn't they have his green lightsaber? I mean, you do know lightsabers represent stuff in Jedi, right?
Right. Like when did he get the green lightsaber?
Episode 6, Return of the Jedi.
When Luke's in episode in episode 5, when his lightsaber hand got cut off against Darth Vader.
He loses the blue one and gets the green one.
Oh boy, that's a good question then.
Like, because
I hadn't thought of it.
Lightsabers.
So then the question becomes, where did they get this blue one?
Yeah.
How did they get their hands on it? Right.
Maybe
Like I said before, lightsabers actually represent traits in a Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, purple represents you're close to the dark side. Green represents you have a close tie to the Force, not exactly with fighting. Mm-hmm. And blue is the opposite of green. It means you're more with using the lightsaber and a little more or less using the Force.
What does red mean?
Red just means you're like evil, Sith, bad.
So purple means that you're close to the dark side?
It's closer to the dark side, yeah.
Didn't Mace Windu have a purple lightsaber?
Yes, exactly.
Interesting.
There's this whole video that shows the trait and explanation for every color of lightsaber. I've watched it. It's pretty good.
Wow.
Now, what did you guys... Now, big spoiler warning. If you decided not to go at the spoiler warning, this is kind of like the big, big spoiler.
This is the granddaddy of all the spoilers. So
now,
if you really don't want the apex moment ruined for you, turn away now.
Like, I'm really going to say...
Go ahead.
Something. Well, like, even if you decide not to leave at the spoiler warning at the beginning and you haven't seen it, and we didn't really encourage you to leave. We just said that if you don't want to get any spoilers. Now we are encouraging you to leave. Not because we don't like you or anything. Not because we don't like you. It's because we don't want the biggest part of the movie spoiled.
What are your thoughts, Alex?
Is the big moment when Han Solo dies?
Yes, at the hands of his own child. It's Kylo Ren, who looks like maybe he's going to let Han convince him to go back. Wow, we're behind a garbage truck. And they're going to try and get that big chair into the truck. Boy, they're going to do it, too. What did you think about that? I mean, for a minute, I thought... I mean, they had me. They totally had me suckered in. For a minute, I thought that Kylo Ren was going to let Han take him back to the Resistance and so forth. And, man, then he just puts that lightsaber right between Han's ribs, and it's all over for one of the main characters of the franchise. What did you think?
I actually wasn't that sad. He got a pretty good death. I mean, even though Han Solo was kind of my favorite character of the franchise...
Mm-hmm.
Man, they have a second couch in that couch. Okay, even though he was my favorite character, I mean, I loved him. He was the wisecrack blaster dude who was all cool and don't never tell me the odds and
stuff. He was the honorable rogue. He was the wisecracker. He was the guy that came in and saved the day a million times.
Mouth.
I don't know if he was the merc with the mouth.
Well...
But he was a cool guy, right? Would you have rather have seen him just become old and die in his bed? You want to see him going out in battle.
This is probably how he wanted to go out anyway.
He wanted to, and you know, you see Han Solo, and you know he has a, he knows that this is, he has no chance, and he's going to die. Like when
you can see it in his eyes that he knows he's gonna die.
Yeah. Well, do ya?
Yeah.
No, I didn't get. Maybe I'll have to watch it again. It really looked like he thought he was getting through to his son. And then at the last minute, it's like, uh-oh, this isn't going the way I hoped it would. And then it's too late. And, of course, Chewbacca immediately fires the retribution shot and strikes Kylo Ren.
Yeah, that is
Kylo
my favorite.
Kylo Ren's ability to stop force bolts didn't exactly help him on that one, did it?
Well, he was more distracted.
Kylo Ren's motions got the better of him on that one, so I'm going to give him a pass.
Perhaps. Perhaps. You're right.
A lot of people are saying that it's like and stupid for Kylo Ren to cry for the person he just killed.
Oh, I don't know. I think it was probably, I would hope, speaking as a father, I would hope that it was a little bit traumatic for him to kill his own father. I would hope that it was a little hard for him.
You better watch your back.
I would think that maybe it gave him pause.
You might want to watch your back, Dad. Who knows? Then that, and you know when, like, and this is a little bit of making fun of Kylo Ren, but you know when, like, he finds out Kylo Ren finds, and I know, when Kylo Ren gets angry, he was like, what girl?
Mm-hmm.
Now some people are saying, like, maybe it's because he had a sister and he was angry that she was fighting against him. I'm thinking that maybe Kylo Ren's just a little bit sexist.
Oh, you think? And he was saying, "Oh my God, I never thought I'd have a girl to deal with." Is that it?
Yeah. And he walkies up the thing. You know what my state of that is? That's why you never give a teenager a lightsaber.
Oh my goodness! What do you think about that, Alex?
And I know, don't get me wrong. I know that he's not a teenager. He's like 20 years old.
A, he's not a teenager, and B, like, I don't, what?
Last character, R2-D2 finally kind of comes to life at the end. Were we a little bit scared that we're going to have an entire movie without an R2-D2?
Is it just me, or did R2-D2 look a lot bigger than usual?
Well, it's certainly in comparison to BB-8, which was much smaller, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Looked a little bit bigger, maybe.
I like
old-fashioned or clunkier than
little
BB.
Clunky.
BB-8 I liked.
Do we like better, R2-D2 or BB-8?
Like
BB-8.
Both.
I can't say both. That's a cop-out.
I like both.
You can't sit on the fence,
you
Alex.
You can only take one droid with you on your adventure. Do you take BB-8 or R2-D2?
Well, actually, BB-8 I like better. But, like, I love the thing, like, he did the thumbs up and then BB-8 did, like, the file.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that was funny. But R2-D2 is actually, like, he's less, like, I would take R2-D2 on my joke.
They both have a lot of sarcastic wit in them when they start speaking, is it binary that they're...
Oh, I don't know what it's called, that series of boops and bleeps that they speak
in. Is it the Morse code or binary or something?
I don't know why. We should look it up. There's probably a word for whatever
droid-ish
language they're speaking. Funny you didn't look droid-ish. So I don't know what that language is, but I will say this. Out of the two, I'm an old school fan. I like R2-D2.
Yeah, I would take.
In fact, I will even say I was not crazy about BB-8. I didn't really get into that as a character design.
Like a droid,
I like the physics thing kind of with the droid where his head stays there, but the rest of his body spins.
Yeah.
I don't know, but as a bit of a nerd, that kind of got me. I'm like, oh my God, that's so cool.
I could not figure out how that worked, so I'm like, how does he even do that?
That's not right. Oh, that Well, actually, he is able to do that without movie magic. Since when I went to one of my friend's houses, they have, like, a tiny version of BB-8. And you, like, control, like, a phone.
Uh-huh.
And you actually saw him move around like he does in the movie. And and the way he does it is because he has a magnet that's stuck to his head. Like, while the body moves, the top's not... the programming says that the top's not allowed to move. But it's on there because it's a magnet.
That is?
That made no sense.
No, because the magnet sticking to it. I kind of figured it had to do with magnets.
Oh, it's a magnet sticking to the body.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought you said a magnet on top of its head, like sticking to the top of its head. So
we like BB-8?
We like BB-8, I would take R2-D2 on my Joanie. Like, if I had a Joanie, I would take R2-D2 just because, like he's a lot more useful. Like, I'm not saying BB-8's not useful, but R2-D2's a lot more faster.
D2, D minus two letters is B. BB-8 confirmed.
You think? Well,
2 plus 2 is 4. 4 times 2 is 8.
Oh my goodness. C-3PO, R2-D2, BB-8. He's the only droid with 3 characters instead of 4.
It's called Diversity Dad.
So, overall, we're hanging out in front of school now, so let's start to bring this to a close. Overall, thumbs up or thumbs down? There's a vociferous group of Star Wars fans that say this was horrible movie. It was just a retread of earlier George Lucas movies.
I mean, it's a good start. It kind of felt like a new hope. But that's kind of good to kick off a reboot of, like, 4 more.
Well, I agree. What do you think, Max?
Three more.
They sounded out for like 4 more days.
And
2 more.
Well, actually, everybody but J.J. Abrams, the director of the movie, signed on for three more. And, like, you know, some people said that it sound... Like, I've heard some people say that it was a rip-off of The Empire Strikes Back.
How?
I know.
There were a lot of similar themes. There were a lot of similar scenes.
But themes and scenes don't make a meme.
You know, you had the cantina scene. You had a variation of the cantina scene where you walk into what looks to be a bar and you've got all the strange aliens and you've got the alien band playing. You've got a version of the Death Star, only it's bigger. It's an entire planet.
Dude, that was awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I thought it was awesome.
I want to know how they planted trees on a metal.
No, Dad.
No, it was a planet that they just had like a bunch of metal installed, right?
Oh. They built it and then planted trees.
No, it sounds more likely that it's a planet that they came to inhabit. Like, and speaking of which, I know that the Jedi and the Resistance is all good, and it was a Sith planet, but you still blew up a planet with life on it.
That's true.
Even though maybe that life, and I'm not talking
Who
about
blew
stone
up a planet with life on it.
The Resistance.
When did they do that?
When they blew up the Sith planet.
Oh, well, yeah, but...
There could have been maybe wolves in the forest or birds in the trees.
That's true.
Well, that probably stuff that got killed by the Millennium Falcon rampaging through. There could have been worms underground and bugs on the ground, but nope, they all had to die.
Should we take a moment? Should we take a moment for the worms of the Death Planet?
No.
And give them their due?
No.
I'm sorry.
Overall, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. I mean, I loved that. I loved it.
I liked it too. I enjoyed it on the second time. I thought it was a great reboot to the franchise. I think J.J. Abrams did a great job. However, he is not coming back for the next movie. Do you think that's a good idea or a bad idea, Max?
Bad idea. He was a really good director for the movie.
That leaves a lot of stuff out in question now. What's going to happen to, Kylo Ren? I mean, that was, his emotions were something J.J. Abrams had, like, made. What's going to happen to how all the characters are played?
And some people are signing a petition to bring George Lucas back for the next movie.
That I actually wouldn't mind.
Really?
I mean...
Even though he's...
Did you like any of the prequels?
No. Good point. Well, he kind of has a better grounds.
Me's a Jar Jar Binks.
You have, I mean, the prequels, he was starting new grounds, but now he kind of has the basis to write off of.
You think, and J.J. Abrams gave him a good head start, now anybody could take it and
there's
bring
only
it home.
One thing he could ruin it with.
What?
Me's
a Jar Jar Binks.
Me's a Jar Jar Binks.
Maybe. No one wants to see him again.
We could only hope that we've seen the last of Jar Jar Binks. With that, Alex, bring this one in for a landing.
You can find us on iTunes, the Blueberry Network, and Stitcher. And speaking for myself, my brother, and me. Oh, wait, no, my dad. Sorry. Forgot about him. Goodbye, everybody. Let's get this show off the road.